Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
A record number of GPs gathering in Dublin this evening. It's the latest in a series of nationwide meetings. They're organised by the National Association of General Practitioners. And they're gathering to discuss the future of general practice in Ireland, which they say is suffering continuing budget cuts. This has left the profession on the brink of extinction. I'm joined by Dr. Stephen Murphy, who's a GP and chair of the event organising committee. You're very welcome to studio. There's a lot of emotional language being employed. There's talk of resources being plundered, the GP profession on the brink of extinction. Now, these are all great headline-grabbing lines, but how real is that situation that you're talking about?
I think the situation that we're actually talking about is probably general practice as people have known it for the last number of decades. That is what is on the brink of extinction. The family doctor, the person who you share your life, your ailments, your good times, your bad times, from cradle to grave, that is what is under threat.
Why? Why is it under threat?
It's under threat because this sounds self-serving, but I don't think people actually appreciate quite how much general practitioners care. How much we care about our profession, how much we care about our patients, how much we care about what we do. These days, many things are measured in numbers and, you know, how many people are on trolleys and the percentages going up and going down. Unfortunately, what we like to think that we do and what we like to think we do for people is very difficult to measure. In fact, not is it difficult, but it's impossible to measure. So I suppose probably because I'm a little bit old-fashioned, I've been a GP maybe for 30 years, I can remember what it was like when these were all the things that were taken as normal. These were the things that patients expected. These were the things that people came in to talk to you about, that they knew that they could share with you safely and that you would listen and you would empathise and you would do the very best that you
could. So what is going to make it better for you?
Well, I think if we're going to make change, we need to make change very carefully. We need to think about what it is that we're throwing out. Because once it is gone, it's gone.
But just to be clear, are you suggesting that we are throwing away the GP practice as we know it by the introduction of free GP care for the under sixes?
No, that's not what I said. Free GP care for under sixes is the government dipping its toe in the water to see effectively what it can get away with. We've been hit with a draft contract that is so draconian, nobody in their right mind would sign it. In fact, we've done our figures, and 97% of GPs across the board, and there have been two or three different surveys, have said they will not sign the contract.
But it is just that. It's a draft document at this stage, and Alex White has said, and he was quoted in the weekend papers, as saying, I've been very clear, he said, that the draft we published in January is subject to change, possibly even radical change in negotiation. It's a draft. It is open to negotiation.
Well, OK, why do they hit us so hard with something that was so thoroughly unpleasant? Why is Minister White not coming to our meeting this evening? I wrote to Minister White personally yesterday evening, and he wrote back to me personally again today to say that he wasn't coming. If he's that interested...
Why did he say he wouldn't attend?
He had another engagement, which seems to be standard speak for not coming.
But this is about, from a government point of view, it's about the rollout of a new service which will be welcomed by parents across the country. You're talking a lot about feeling hurt.
I'm going to interrupt you there. It's going to be welcomed by people because it's free. I think when they see the quality of what they're going to get for free, simply because GPs are going to be overwhelmed. The numbers of children attending general practitioners is going to almost treble. Now, we know that because we've done our own figures. There is fantastic research by Dr. William Behan from Walkinstown. It almost exactly matches the NHS figures, which we've looked at for a number of years past, on the number of children who attend general practitioners for medical care. But in addition to this, we're doing the vaccinations as well. In addition to this, the government also, in their draft contract, want us to weigh and measure and all sorts of things to children. It is just not possible.
You have this gathering tonight. How many GPs do you expect to attend?
We expect about 500.
And again, just to close with a question I asked you earlier on, what will make it better for you? What will make GPs sign up to free GP care for the under sixes? Is it all eventually about money?
No, it's about resources. We need people to help us with the work, and we need work that is meaningful. We don't want to be looking after healthy young children at the expense of unwell people, of people who actually currently need medical care. The medical cards are being taken away from people who are sick, who are disabled, who are in need of GP care, and being given to children who are neither sick nor in need. It's immoral.
Just very quickly, the resources being given for this year, I think the figure is 37 million. How much do you estimate is needed?
We don't know. We haven't got into what is
needed. But you
needed.
Need to know, don't you?
We do need to know. But, I mean, the government are playing their hands very closely.
But you're saying 37 million isn't enough, but you need to come up with another figure to tell them how much is enough.
Yes, if they will sit down and talk to us across the board.
The minister says he's open to negotiation.
Negotiation of everything except money. And everything except fees, everything except resources. That's very easy to say that.
We must leave it there for now. Dr. Stephen Murphy, GP and chair of this event that's taking place tonight, thank you very much for joining us.